Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every weekend to join us for a little bit of banter about barbecue. And, you know, from time to time, we'll get Facebook posts and they'll ask some pretty good questions. But one we get consistently is how to cook ribs. Everybody, you know, it's a quintessential product. You got burgers, dogs, chicken, steaks, and ribs, right? That are classic grill items. We get a lot of questions. It seems like our listeners struggle with getting their ribs done correctly. So we thought, what the heck? It's middle of the summer. Let's do some ribs.
Let's actually make some ribs. Yeah, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to check out our website. It's thegrillingguys.com. And you'll see our sponsors on the right. You'll see the new Better Made link. If you want deals on Better Made coupons when you're going to the store, clip them, take them in, print them off, put them on your phone, however you like to do your coupons. But speaking of ribs, I'm trying to get my ribs to show a little better. So I started going back to Snap Fitness in Lowell. If you want to get in shape, go to Snap Fitness in Lowell, Belding, or Greenville. The rates are awesome. They're pretty empty in the summer right now, so it's a great time. But there are times of the day when it's really busy, but they're a great sponsor too. And
you know, I got another strategy is if my beer belly gets so big, it stretches the skin and my ribs begin to show. So, you know, there's that tactic too.
So let's talk about barbecue.
That's right.
So do you like St. Louis or Baby Back?
I'm a Baby Back guy. The flat part out there and the tips are a little
soul food.
There's a lot of work out there to eat them.
Still good though,
but it is good. But I mean, if I'm being brutally honest with you, a rack of ribs for Michelle and I is almost two meals, right? I'm not sitting down and plowing through a rack of ribs. And when you know, I do the St. Louis one, there's just that much more meat on there. And I call myself a barbecue snob. I like it fresh. I don't like it the next day or 2 days or 3 days later.
Yeah, well, like I like it. You don't have a bunch of people in your house.
That's right.
Raiding it all the time.
That's right.
So my wife's pretty famous for just grabbing whatever leftovers are and take them to her office.
Yeah.
So and that's cool too.
Yeah.
Because my office is in the home. If I'm home, if I'm not on the road, I'll just go make something.
Right.
So it's easy for me. So I'm happy to have all the extras. But St. Louis are nice. I go back and forth. Sometimes I just prefer St. Louis. Or what you'd call a spare rib.
Well, describe it so people know the difference.
If you're in the supermarket, you'll find that spare ribs are a dollar less a pound than baby backs. And it's the lower part of the rib that goes down to the hog's belly. And that little flap is like attached to brisket meat or something in their diaphragm. And it's a cheaper bone. It's got less meat on it. It's really good to eat. They're longer. I find them to be a little, I think they're a little more fun to eat because sometimes baby backs have so much meat on them. If people overcook them and it's falling off the bone, then you've got that issue.
Right.
Or maybe it's not an issue. Maybe you like them that way. And however you like them is fine. Mm-hmm. You know, if you like them a little chewy, fine. If you want them to lightly tug off the bone, which I was trained in, fine. But if you want them falling off the bone, or like me, my best girl wants them falling off the bone. So guess how I make them for her?
Right.
Yeah. I spent years trying to teach her that that's not the right way. And it's like, why?
Right.
this is
what
she
prefers. Just cook them that way.
Yeah.
And it's just a longer cook is all it is. And you take them to a higher temperature and they fall off. But so the St. Louis ones are, you're going to get a wide surfboard looking thing where the baby backs are long and rectangular.
Yeah, baby backs are already trimmed by the butcher. A spare rib is going to look like a mahi-mahi or a dolphin fish. It looks like a profile of a flat ocean fish where it's kind of big on one end, smaller on the other, and you have to turn it into a St. Louis rib. You need to cut it so that it's nice and straight like a piano keyboard.
Right.
And that's what it'll look like.
Right.
When you're
and
done.
Then what do you do with the stuff that you cut off?
You cook it.
Right.
Yeah.
And those
rub
are,
it up.
Those
throw
are
it
called
on the
rib tips, right?
There's rib tips on there. And,
right.
And if you don't take them off, you're subjecting your guests to a little more work when they're trying to eat it. And I find that those need a little more cooking, the tips in particular, because there's cartilage and stuff in there. But It's a fantastic meat. It's
very flavorful.
It's one of the essences of soul food, right up there with chitlins and collard greens.
Right.
It's a quintessential barbecue if you're going to a soul food joint. So, you know, and then the other little flaps, they're just great to throw in your beans. So you smoke them up, chop them up, and you put them in with your barbecued beans, and that's just a fantastic meat for that. And, you know, it's a little drier, tougher, so it's perfect to chop up and throw in with your beans.
But, right.
So you had asked me, you said one of the reasons people, you think people don't know how to do their ribs right is because they don't know when they're done, when to wrap, and all that. So I think we should talk about that.
Okay. So fundamentally, let's start with the raw product, okay? And let's take them right through all of this. Okay.
Sure. Flip it over.
So
get a butter knife.
Right.
Get it under the bone. Lift up that diaphragm, I mean that
membrane,
and get a paper towel in your hand and tear that membrane off the back of the rib, right? Everybody knows that.
It's going to peel like a sheet of paper.
Yeah, it's going to peel kind of sticky. It's going to be a little tough.
And it's amazing, but that paper towel, a dry piece of paper towel, really grips your fingers, and it grips that membrane, and you'll hold it.
You won't get it off without it.
Right, exactly. It'll slip out of your hand.
So a butter knife is good to pry under a bone and get that thing started.
To get the corner up.
And I actually go into the middle of the rib, and I'll rip it both ways. That's how I found it to be the most efficient way. So then you can put mustard on it or not. I tend to put a little garlic EVO on it.
And why are you doing the mustard or the garlic?
Just to help my seasoning stick a little bit.
Okay.
And then throw some salt and pepper on it, a little garlic powder, whatever you like, paprika. I'm getting to be more and more liking just a little salt and cracked pepper. If I'm using a garlic EVO, I get the garlic out of that, and I go to Old World Olive Company and get that. We drink it by the gallons in our house.
Sure. Sure. Crazy. Now, the mustard isn't there for flavor. It's you're going to put a pencil width squirt down the back of the rib and on the top of the rib on the front side and just rub it around. It's an adhesive, right?
Yeah, it's like putting wallpaper on.
Yeah.
But it actually has a little vinegar in it and stuff. So the theory is that, of course, mustard powder and mustard is a great spice.
Right.
And then there's a little vinegar in it. So the theory from the Kansas City boys is, well, it does help tenderize the pork a little bit. Yeah. I wouldn't argue with it.
Right.
Just don't put too much on because you
don't want mustard ribs.
Right.
You're looking for the profile from the seasoning.
Unless
not
you're
the
German.
Mustard.
Yeah. Right. They love their mustard. Yep. So throw that baby in the smoker. Now, you said you like the 3-2-1 method and you profess that. And I said that's great. But there's a caveat there. And 3 hours open smoke, 2 hours wrapped, 1 hour open grill. That's cool. But what's your temperature when you're doing it? That only works at the right temperature, and I'm going to say it's probably 250 to 275.
That's right where I was going.
I like to smoke at 225. So I'm going to go probably 4 hours on a rack of ribs.
Right.
I'm going to cover them for an hour, and then I'm going to jack up my grill a little bit, and I'm going to grill them for about 5 minutes.
And we're covering to break down that last bit of cartilage and seal in some of the moisture. It's a steam when it gets to a certain temperature after that fourth hour, third hour, whatever it is, that's why we're doing it. But coming up next, we're going to finish up this rack of ribs, but we might be talking to one of our old buddies here first off. So stick with us. We'll be back.